This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The U.S. and South Korea are jointly warning North Korea that use of any kind of nuclear weapon against Seoul or other regional allies will result in the end of Kim Jong-un's regime. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin met with his South Korean counterpart at the Pentagon after North Korea launched more than two dozen missiles in response to U.S.-South Korean military exercises. The purpose of those exercises, says Austin,
to strengthen our combined readiness and our ability to fight tonight if necessary.
Through a translator, South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup says the U.S. and South Korea are united and resolute in their stance toward North Korea.
Any nuclear attack by the DPRK, including the use of tactical nuclear weapons, is unacceptable and result in the end of Kim Jong-un regime by the overwhelming and decisive response of the alliance.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said Thursday that Ukrainian forces can retake the strategic southern city of Kherson from Russian troops and would be a major defeat for Russia. Austin's remarks coincided with a Russian installed official in Kherson region saying Moscow was likely to pull its troops from the west bank of the Dnipro River. If that statement is confirmed, it would signal a significant Russian retreat. Austin did not answer a question about whether Russian forces were preparing to leave, but he expressed confidence in their ability to beat back Russian forces. The region's capital and river port, Kherson, is the only big city Russia has captured intact since its invasion began on February the 24th. Via remote, this is VOA News. Ethiopia's military held a memorial service for soldiers killed in 2 years of war the day after an agreement was signed calling for a permanent cessation of hostilities. The agreement obtained by the Associated Press calls for the disarmament of Tigray forces and federal control of the Tigray region and is designed to end a two-year war that is believed to have killed hundreds of thousands of people. The signed agreement, which hasn't been made public, spells out what the Tigray lead negotiator described at Wednesday's signing, that is, as painful concessions. Ethiopian federal security forces will take full control of all federal facilities, installations, and major infrastructure such as airports and highways within the Tigray region. South African police are investigating the discovery of at least 21 bodies suspected of being illegal miners and found near an active mine just west of Johannesburg. Illegal mining gangs are considered dangerous by the police, usually armed and unknown to fight violent turf battles with rival groups. U.S. Embassy officials in Moscow have visited jailed WNBA star Brittany Griner just weeks after a Russian court rejected her appeal. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Brittany Griner is serving a nine-year sentence. She was convicted of drug possession after Russian police said they found cannabis oil in her luggage at Moscow's airport. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
We are told she is doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances.
The State Department adds the officials saw firsthand her tenacity and perseverance, and the U.S. is pushing for her immediate release, as well as that of Paul Whelan. He was sentenced in 2020 to 16 years in prison on espionage-related charges he and his family say are bogus. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday appeared set to return to power as head of Israel's most right-wing government ever after winning this week's national election, with the current caretaker Prime Minister conceding defeat. Final results showed Netanyahu's Likud party and its ultra-nationalists and religious partners capturing a solid majority in Israel's Knesset or parliament. Israel on Tuesday held its fifth election since 2019 in a race like the previous four that was widely seen as a referendum on Netanyahu's fitness to rule as he faces corruption charges. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.